Time to Change has been running an anti-stigma campaign for over 10 years now. And for the last 2 years, we've been focused on encouraging men to open up about mental health for a multitude of reasons. Men are less likely to talk about mental health. Male attitudes are not as positive as female attitudes. And sadly, three times the number of men take their lives compared to women. So for lots of reasons, we've been focusing on improving men's attitudes to mental health. And for many, many years now, for 6 years, we've been working with a raft of employers across Britain. And the great news is that for the last 6 months, we've been in discussions with Ford, you know, a massive employer, a well-loved brand, a very big male base in terms of the workforce and customer base. So working with them as both an employer and the joined up advertising campaign, which goes out tomorrow evening, allows us to reach much more men with this message, both workers at Ford, customers and the general public. So we've got to get men to find a new way to show their support if they think someone's struggling and to talk about mental health.
Do you think teaming up with them is then perhaps going to kickstart other industries and other companies to look at what they're doing?
Yeah, I mean, we absolutely hope so. So Ford have 15,000 staff. They have 5 million customers. There are a million journeys every year taken in transit vans. So this is a great opportunity to get to staff, customers and to the public with the new advertising campaign that launches tomorrow. But obviously, we hope that it inspires other employers, particularly in the motor trade industry, to come forwards. We hope that dealers, you know, across the whole country, I live just down the road from a Ford dealership in Herne Bay. You know, let's hope that all the dealerships in Kent get behind this and start to promote this message out to their staff and customers too.
And I don't know if you've heard about other projects that go on in places like Kent. Have you heard of like the Kent Sheds project, where men can just meet up in like sheds? And I mean, do you think all of those little things help, as well as big campaigns like the one that you're doing?
Yes, absolutely. I mean, we're also setting up about 40 local Time to Change initiatives. So we're doing that in communities across the country. And two of the universities in Kent have recently pledged as employers to Time to Change on the same day, which was fantastic, and got behind our annual day of talking. So we're seeing Kent-based employers. I think Kent Fire and Rescue are pledged. Kent Police are pledged. They were one of the first employers to pledge. So there's been great work. And the Men's Shed is a fantastic initiative to get men to do, you know, fiddling about with tools and mending things and working alongside each other. And they happen to have conversations while they're spending time together. It's not a mental health setting. It's not a health setting. You know, it's just doing the things that you like doing. And along comes a conversation about how you are. Is anything troubling you? How are you getting on with life? You know, which is exactly how it should be. Nobody should be afraid to ask someone how they are. And nobody should be afraid to hear that answer and just think, well, you know, let's talk about life. Because essentially, mental health is, I say, it's just part of being human.